Love the Coast, 7AD, good morning. It is 8:38. He's back from holidays. In fact, he has been on holidays here in Tasmania. Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello. Oh, hang on. I've just pressed the wrong button. Here you go. You're on now.
Yeah, that's good. Morning, Darren. Morning to the listeners out there. You've got a wonderful state down there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now that you're back and we've missed you, I have a special welcome back introduction here. So just have a listen to this.
And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us? There were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure. I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine.
That was another holiday. Anyway, you were in Tasmania this time around.
I was. Absolutely enjoyed it. Everybody was wonderful and friendly. I've got to say, you're a wonderful people down there. You really are. Your roads are a bit dodgy. I actually saw on radio in Adelaide last night. If you've ever complained about South Australian roads, go and have a drive around Tassie. So I really hope at the election, vote for somebody that's going to fix your roads. That's what I'd say first.
What about your Wi-Fi and mobile phone coverage? How did you rate that?
Yeah, not too bad at all. I didn't actually answer or make a call on my phone for 10 days, Darren. So
back. Yeah. Wow, is that a record for you? It'd have to be, surely.
It is. I put my phone on, I've got an iPhone, put on focus, never answered a call. And I had a standard text message that I'd send back to anybody who texted me saying I'll reply to you on the 9th of May. I did check it on Facebook or social media, actually let people know I was still alive. loved Apple Maps and Google Maps. So even in the no signal areas in Tassie, remember they do download the route to your phone, so you're not going to die out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you know, we stayed in some out of the way caravan parks. Internet can be a bit spotty, you know, on there. So if you're screaming something, learn how to pause things. We actually paused the Port Adelaide Western Bulldogs game a couple of times.
Wow, of course you did.
All the way through it. So, yes, sat there watching that on the iPad in a camper van, which was great. And after you've been away for so long, I had to come back and resync some of my devices as well. So I had to resync Wi-Fi and reconnect to my car, but did have a good break from tech.
Very good. All right, so let's get back into it then. We're going to talk about Google Chrome. Now, the safety check button, I haven't actually done that. I've never clicked it.
No, it's in the settings tab in Google Chrome. So if you go in the settings, you'll see it on there. I'll put all the instructions are up on the website right now. So the safety check button does four things for you. It checks for Google Chrome updates, which should be done automatically. It checks if any of your stored passwords have been compromised. Google Chrome's fine to save your passwords in as well. Checks if safe browsing is enabled. That's a really good idea. So if you've got, like, kids in the house, make sure you've got safe browsing turned on. It gives you a link to tweak those settings and checks for harmful extensions. It's really quick to do. It gives you additional peace of mind. So a really good thing to go along and do.
All right, I am going to do that. So how do I get to it again?
In the settings in Google Chrome. So if you go up the top right-hand corner, three dots there, open up settings, and you'll see in there's a safety check button there.
Right. Okay. Now we're going to talk tablets versus PCs or laptops. So how are we going with sales? Who's buying, like, are we buying more? I'm thinking, my guess is we're buying more laptops than tablets.
People will be buying more laptops than tablets. So every time we get sales figures through, a lot of times the sales figures won't include tablets. But we've really got to include tablets in there because they are a computer, aren't they, Darren?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So research firm Canalys actually has Apple is actually the number one in worldwide PC market share because they count iPads as personal computers, as they should. So Apple actually took first place from Lenovo in the first quarter of this year. So Apple were up 1% in sales. On the Windows side, it's not looking too good at the moment. Lenovo actually dropped 12% on last year and HP dropped 18% on last year. But worldwide, 118 million computers and tablets were sold. So we're still buying them, but not as much as we used to in the past couple of years because COVID lockdown seems to be coming to an end.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of landfill. I think
it is.
In the future, we have to make electronic equipment more reusable or biodegradable or something, because you would think about the amount of phones and laptops and it would be phenomenal to count the amount of landfill that takes up.
It's horrendous. I think I read a stat last month that there are I think the 5 billion phones is just sitting somewhere in China waiting to be recycled.
Yeah, well, you can recycle phones, well, most parts of them.
Yeah.
Bigger stuff, it's a bit harder to do and a bit more less economical for companies to take it on board and start recycling PCs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is done, but it's not nowhere near enough.
No, not done properly at all. So, you know, make sure you do it. And just on a sad note today, Apple have just discontinued the iPod today after 21
years. Oh, no.
Hey. Yes.
After how many years?
21 years. 1,000 songs in your pocket was the original thing from Steve Jobs.
Yeah, brilliant. And, of course, well, there's no need for it now because phones play perfectly great music and videos and probably better than the iPod.
Than the old iPod.
Yeah, yeah, your sound quality is probably better on an iPhone than an iPod.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, listen, good to have you back. And your Port Adelaide Footy Club, things are looking up.
Yes, we're getting better. Working class club, Darren. We're taking 1 week at a time.
1 week at a time. All right. Heaps of information on Richard's excellent website. If you go to talktech.com.au, you can find him there. Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.